I think Anthony Broome cares about Michigan football from the Wolverine.com. He is standing by. We shared his tweet on his story on what to expect tomorrow. And Sherrone Moore's first, we'll call it a scrimmage slash game, as Michigan's new head football coach. Anthony is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we get to the actual game, what are your thoughts about, with you know, all the networks now, with how much college football has grown, that you had everybody, you know, piling into the bank, cash and checks connected to college football. What about a real spring game to end all the workouts? It would be an actual game day. I know it wouldn't count on anything, on any ledger, but I think it would be attractive TV. I think it would be great for programs to showcase what they have, to play young guys who won't get TV time in the fall. Where do you stand on an actual spring game for not only D1, but I'm talking maybe even D2 and D3 schools?
Yeah, it's an interesting idea because, you know, again, operating under the assumption that the format's going to stay the same, Michigan's going to be fully live tomorrow with their own guys, you know, kind of thumping up against each other. So, I mean, would I rather see, you know, Michigan play Western Michigan in April, mid-April, as kind of like an exhibition, like you,
yes,
you know, in your lead, and you said for charity? I think I would rather see that. You know, it gives you, you know, it gives you an opportunity to just get some of these guys' experience against, you know, live bullets against a team in a different colored uniform. So, to me, I think it's an interesting idea. I know that, you know, not all, you know, some teams do their spring game where it's just basically a glorified 7-on-7. Other teams treat it like the Pro Bowl. But if you're going to play an actual spring game, I would love to see some kind of exhibition like that. I think that'd be really neat. And, yeah, in that case, you probably don't play. It'd be like an NFL preseason game. You play your starters a drive or two, and then
there you go.
You turn it over to the second, third, fourth rung of your roster. So I'd be down for it. I don't think it's a bad idea at all.
Yeah, they really just, you can call it, you know, college football D1 preseason, D2 preseason. I think schools could schedule an opponent that would create some fan interest, and you come up, you know, it's kind of like when Jacksonville flies up to practice for a week and then they play the Lions in an exhibition game, right?
Yeah, I could see it. I would love to see it, actually. Again, I think it just, I think it does more for everyone on April 20th, where the games don't count, as opposed to, hey, let's write Central Michigan a check for $2 million and beat them 51-7, you know, in week one. I just, to me, those are glorified preseason games, but I would love to see something and more of a, you know, a bit of a unified team front, because to be frank with you, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, when you do these split squad type of scrimmages, you've got offensive lines split up. You've got quarterbacks and skill players split up. So it's not, you know, it's not truly indicative of the work that was put in over the last 4 or 5 weeks, in my opinion.
And in that work for Sherrone Moore now, replacing Harbaugh, and Anthony Broome from the Wolverine.com is joining us on the Meyer guest line. That work really is on the offensive side of the ball. It begins with quarterback. Depth at running back, who will be the go-to wide receivers? Tight ends are strong. O-line shouldn't be that bad. What are things you're looking for tomorrow when it comes to Michigan football?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, when you hone in on these spring game type of exhibitions, is you're looking more at individual performances. Again, you know, the offensive lines might not look very good tomorrow because they're mixed up of probably the groups that you won't even see play together this year. So to me, like, I'm going to look at how Alex Orji is processing and making good decisions with the football. I'm going to look at how, you know, as long as he's in the game, how decisive Donovan Edwards is with his cuts. You know, and if enough, enough guys show out, you can get, you know, a sense for what position group ranks where. But, you know, I just remember a couple years ago, you know, Mason Graham comes to Michigan as a true freshman. He's an early enrollee. I think he was a high 3-star guy, maybe a low 4-star. I don't remember the ranking off the top of my head, but he came into Michigan spring game and looked the most advanced of any player I think maybe I've ever seen in terms of how they looked playing that position as a freshman. So on that same token, you have guys like last year's spring game where Peyton O'Leary goes off. I think he was the game's MVP, or, you know, had a big day, like 6-7 catches or something like that. and then you don't hear from them. So to me, I mean, you take some of the things you see with a grain of salt, but sometimes you know what good looks like too. And you know, I always cite that Mason Graham example of, you know, it was pretty clear he's going to be a special player right off the bat.
So what are some of the hidden areas you think that, you know, you, Clayton Safey, Chris Ballas, Skeen, Johnny Borden, the Wolverine.com team, and others who follow the team on a daily basis will be looking at that fans won't notice, but something you guys want to see? What would be at the top of that list for Michigan?
I think something I'd like to see is the depth at defensive back. I mean, we know that Will Johnson is a star. He's another one of those guys that could be a first rounder next year, but you know, not a proven number two on the other side of him. You have two young guys in DJ Waller and Jair Hill who are making strides, but still just true sophomores. And, you know, it's an uphill battle and a defense that is kind of complicated to play. So defensive back, certainly with Rod Moore's injury, it doesn't sound like Quentin Johnson's going to go either. So it's pretty much Makari Page and then a bunch of young guys getting reps back there. For me, I think it's less about what the position, you know, what X position group performs like. But, you know, something that made this team so special the last few years is how deep they were. You know, I want to see that depth. I want to see, you know, in these spring games the last few seasons, they sub in the second team, the third team, and the compete level was still high. The give a crap level was still high. The talent level, to be frank, there wasn't a huge drop off. So to me, I think I really want to see what the separation looks like between that first team and then some of these guys who are getting kind of thrown into the fire here, filling these roles that were left behind by all these guys that are going to get drafted next weekend.
Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com. They have total team coverage on Michigan spring game. You can see it on Fox, I think, at noon tomorrow. So regardless of what we see and don't see at the Big House in Ann Arbor tomorrow, Anthony, well, in the quarterback position, if it's really bad tomorrow, do they go grab a transfer portal QB, or is it still working with what they got?
It's tough to say because really, you know, we're almost 1 week into the portal opening up, and I'm not seeing a tangible upgrade up there or out there right now, even in terms of, you know, backup quarterback, third string quarterback. So I'm going to take what I see tomorrow with a grain of salt when it pertains to the quarterbacks, good or bad. You know, there's a lot of guys that don't have a ton of experience. There's going to be some variance there in how they perform one day versus what they do the next day. It's a delicate situation too. And it's something that everyone's kind of dealing with in college football, where you don't necessarily want guys to know they're not in the running for the job or that job is getting recruited over, because depth is also important. So I think when we look at quarterback movement, it's going to be really interesting. And again, I don't know of potential targets. I don't know who might still jump into the portal as it's open through April 30th. But once the dust clears on this spring game and probably into the early stages of next week to midweek, maybe we get a sense of if there's, I hate to say it, maybe some tampering going on behind the scenes. You know, everyone's doing the quiet part out loud these days. And, you know, if the word gets out there that Michigan feels like it's a quarterback away, maybe you see someone jump from somewhere else. And maybe that's something that's being back channeled. I don't know that. I will say this, over the last week or so, week to 10 days, it does feel like the tone has kind of changed from people expecting Michigan to be a player in this quarterback market to, you know what, they are content and might be comfortable to run with Alex Orji or, you know, whoever surges past him. So to me, I think that's where we're kind of at right now. It's really got to be a tangible upgrade that can bring something to this team, to raise the ceiling of this team. And again, like I said earlier, I'm not going to put a lot of stock into what we see. You know, J.J. McCarthy didn't have the greatest spring game last year, and Cade McNamara struggled in a couple spring games at Michigan. So for me, I'm just right now, I don't see that solution out there. I think they're going to have to figure it out in-house.
Anthony Broom, he can figure everything out when it comes to Michigan athletics with a team from the Wolverine.com. Clayton Safey, Chris Ballas, Doug Skeen, Johnny Borden, and Anthony all following what will happen and also evaluate what we all see in Michigan's spring game tomorrow at the Big House. All that at thewolverine.com. Anthony, enjoy the scrimmage. We'll talk Monday and look back on what you liked and didn't like.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.